Thank you for coming to our briefing on the second quarter today. Let me get started. Let me start out with the overview of performance in the second quarter. First is the environment that is surrounding us. The global economy is gradually recovering. In the United States, there is a slight recovery. In Europe, the situation varies by countries and regions. In Japan, the sluggish individual consumption continued. On the other hand, B2B business has been steady. As you're well aware, the yen further strengthened during this quarter. Next are the second quarter results from July to September. Sales were lower than the previous projections made in July 30th, but income was higher. Sales were also down year-on-year, but income was up. Net sales were down 5.7% from the previous projections. There was a big negative impact of 2.2 billion yen from the exchange rates. The actual sales discounting the exchange rates were 3.5% lower than previously projected. On the year-on-year basis, there was a big impact of exchange rates by 5.5 billion yen. In addition, there was an impact from the handover of lifestyle-related business. Excluding those factors, the actual sales increased by  3.2%. Operating income was up 1.3 billion yen from the previous projections. Discounting the 800 million yen impact from exchange rates, actual operating income was 2.1 billion yen higher than projected. The primary reason for this was the increased production overall. Turning to the half-year results, it also declined in sales year-on-year, but increased in income. As for net sales, it went up 3.2% year-on-year, discounting the impact of exchange rates, as well as handover of lifestyle-related business. Since the impact of exchange rates was so big, the company couldn't exceed previous year results. Operating income was up 124% year-on-year. Though there was a negative impact of exchange rates by 1.9 billion yen, because of the increase in actual sales and the increased production that I have mentioned earlier, income increased in all segments. This slide shows the half-year results, which is just as I mentioned. Shaded in the blue are the actual results. Net sales were 184.3 billion yen, operating income was 9.3 billion yen, ordinary income was 8.4 billion yen, and net income was 5 billion yen. You see year-on-year change next to the actual performance. You see on this slide the graph of performance by business segment in the first half. The middle bar graph is the first half results. On the left, you see the previous year results. On the right, you see the first half estimate in the previous projections. In net sales, all segments except the musical instruments were in the positive year-on-year. Regrettably, the overall performance was below the previous year. On the bottom of this slide, you see the impact from the exchange rates. As you can see here, the negative impact year-on-year from the exchange rates was 8.1 billion yen. You see here the breakdown of that impact by segment. The breakdown of 9.3 billion yen in operating income is indicated here. The middle bar graph is also the actual performance. On the year-on-year basis, all segments saw increase in income. This slide shows the breakdown of comparison in the operating income year-on-year, as well as versus previous projections, explaining the reasons for the difference between 4.1 billion yen in the previous year to 9.3 billion yen this year. Year-on-year, impact of exchange rates was negative 1.9 billion yen. Retirement benefit obligations, positive 500 million yen. Handover of lifestyle-related products business, positive 100 million yen. Reduction in actual SG&A expenses, positive 200 million yen. And material cost increase, negative 100 million yen. The cost increase in overseas distribution, negative 700 million yen. The biggest portion came from the increased actual sales and production by positive 7.1 billion yen. These in total resulted in 9.3 billion yen operating income. Let's take a look at the comparison with previous projections. The factors contributing to the increase from 8 billion yen to 9.3 billion yen were exchange rates, negative 800 million yen. Reduction in actual SG&A expenses, positive 1.2 billion yen. The improvement in actual gross margins, positive 900 million yen. All of these factors led the operating income to 9.3 billion yen. Next is the business environment in the second half and full-year performance forecast. The market recovery will continue to be gradual. The company has high hopes for the year-end shopping season in the U.S. and the European markets. The U.S. is expected to gradually recover, whereas Europe is expected to vary by countries. China and other regions are expected to steadily grow. The company expects to see continued improvement in B2B business. On the other hand, the trend of the strong yen is expected to continue. In terms of the full-year performance, given the performance in the first half and considering the prospects for exchange rates and the year-end shopping season, the company expects that the sales are likely to be lower than previous projections, while income is expected to be higher. Looking at the priorities for the second half, the company will focus on sales efforts for the year-end demand. We will steadily launch new products, as well as to carefully monitor sales situation and strictly control inventory. We will continue to take measures to improve income. Initiatives to reduce expenses as well as cutting down the costs will be thoroughly implemented. This chart illustrates what I have explained so far. Indicated in the blue are the new projections. Our projections for the full year are net sales of 374 billion yen, operating income of 11 billion yen, ordinary income of 8.5 billion yen, net income of 5 billion yen. On a year-on-year basis, the net sales is expected to be negative 9.8%, operating income a positive growth of 61.1%, and ordinary income growth of 73.1%. The expected currency rates reflected in these assumptions were 85 yen to a dollar and 110 yen to the euro in the second half. This slide shows full-year forecasts for performance by business segment. The expected net sales are 374 billion yen. On a year-on-year basis, the musical instruments segment is expected to suffer a negative 2.3%. AV, IT segment, and electronic devices are expected to see sales increase. The other segment is expected to post negative 7.1%. At the bottom of this slide, you see the full-year impact of exchange rates. It is expected that the negative impact from the exchange rates will be 17.8 billion yen year-on-year. You also see the breakdown by segments, which indicates a huge negative. Let me move on to the operating income by segment. Musical instruments segment is expected to see increase in income. AVIT will see a decrease. Electronic devices segment is expected to bring itself up from the negative to the positive. The others segment is expected to see an increase in the income. At the bottom, you see the full-year impact of the exchange rates on the operating income. The company's projection is that it will impact the operating income negatively by 5.2 billion yen. This slide shows the factors contributing to the difference in operating income on the year-on-year basis, as well as versus the previous projections. First is the breakdown of factors that led to the increase from 6.8 billion yen to 11 billion yen. Exchange rates, negative 5.2 billion yen. Retirement benefit obligations, positive 1 billion yen. Handover of lifestyle-related business, negative 400 million yen. Reduction in actual SG&A expenses, positive 300 million yen. Increase in material cost, negative 100 million yen. Overseas distribution cost increase, negative 1.5 billion yen. Effects of restructuring, positive 400 million yen for this term. Finally, the biggest factor was the increase in actual sales and production, positive 9.7 billion yen. That's it for the comparison versus the previous year. Next is the comparison with the previous projections, factors which led to the increase from 10 billion yen to 11 billion yen. Further negative impact of exchange rates, 1.9 billion yen. Reduction in actual SG&A expenses, positive 1.5 billion yen. Improvement in actual gross margin, positive 1.4 billion yen. These led to 1 billion yen increase from the previous projections. Let's take a look at performance by segment. First is the first half overview. The musical instruments segment saw sales decline year-on-year, as well as against previous projections, but income increased on both counts. Discounting the impact of exchange rates, actual sales increased by 1% year-on-year. North America saw sales increase by 4% on a local currency basis, and Europe saw 2% increase. China posted strong performance, especially for pianos, and continued to drive double-digit growth. On product-by-product basis, piano sales struggled year-on-year in Japan, but it showed robust results in China and other regions. Wind instrument sales showed signs of recovery in North America. Operating income increased both year-on-year as well as against previous projections, with increased production compensating for lower income due to the impact of exchange rates. I will touch upon the full-year overview and second-half priorities. The company will focus on sales to meet year-end shopping season demand in Europe and the U.S. We will further accelerate the expansion of sales in emerging markets, especially in China. In addition, efforts will be made to cut costs, reduce expenses, and control the inventory levels. This slide shows sales by region for musical instruments segment. The upper graph shows the first half, and the lower graph shows full-year projections. Japan continued to post sluggish sales at negative 3%. On a local currency basis, discounting the exchange rate factors, North America posted a 4% growth. Europe recorded 2% growth, China saw 19% growth, and the other regions grew 4%. Moving on to the full-year projections, Japan is expected to remain sluggish at negative 4%. North America is expected to grow by 6%. Europe, 8%. China, 15%. And the other regions, 8%. Let me briefly make comments on the situation. In Japan, the musical instrument market remains generally weak. There's a clear trend in pianos towards trading down to low-priced or second-hand products, as well as delaying purchase. The company will launch upright pianos manufactured in Indonesia at the end of November to regain ground by boosting demand for acoustic pianos. In North America, musical instrument sales went up year-on-year in every category, although it isn't at the level to exceed the 2 years ago performance. Strong results were seen with acoustic pianos and portable keyboards. Although the professional audio equipment market is showing signs of recovery, the prevalent trend was that the average unit prices for equipment supplied continued to fall. In Europe, the performance varies by regions. However, the overall trend is upward, especially in Germany, where there is a steady growth. Sales of pianos and other keyboard instruments are recovering in Northern and Central Europe. However, trends in Southern Europe remain to be slow. Though professional audio equipment market is improving in some areas, the situation varies by regions, and it remains subdued overall. Emerging markets such as Eastern Europe, for example Poland, are showing signs of recovery. In China, sales of pianos and digital keyboards are growing and continue to surpass targets. The company is promoting the expansion of sales channels to smaller cities. In addition, there is a gradual progress in building sales networks of specialist guitar and wind instrument stores. Music school enrollments are increasing due to recruitment drives at 3 directly managed Yamaha music schools, but it has not reached its target. In other emerging markets, though the overall sales were up year-on-year, it fell slightly short of targets. We see huge disparities by markets. Markets such as Australia, Taiwan, Malaysia, Indonesia, and Mexico are struggling. On the other hand, emerging markets of Latin America, Russia, and the Middle East are showing strong results. Though India is growing, the India market hasn't reached the expected levels. Pianos, synthesizers, and PA equipment for musical instruments are posting good sales. For the full year, markets such as Mexico and Australia are expected to recover, and the company aims at reaching the previous projections in overall sales. Let's take a brief look at situation by product category. The breakdown of the bar graph indicates, starting from the bottom, the actual performance for the first quarter, then second quarter, and the projections for the second half. Written in the red in the parentheses is the year-on-year comparison, discounting the exchange rate impact. Turning to pianos in Japan, the actual demand is still hovering low. The company expects difficult sales environment to continue. In North America, sales are picking up as demand recovered. Sales in both grand pianos and upright pianos are recovering, although the progress is gradual. In Europe, Northern and Central Europe are showing strong sales, driving overall performance, as I have mentioned earlier. China continued to post double-digit growth as the market grew. In Asia, sales are generally robust, with exception of some regions. Moving below to digital musical instruments, the company expects a 7% full-year growth from this segment. Digital pianos are generally on the trend of recovery except Japan, with China posting particularly strong growth. Global sales are up overall year-on-year. China and the Asia-Pacific region are posting favorable performance in portable keyboard sales, driving the growth. Looking at the wind instruments below, the company expects a slight growth of 1% for the full year. In Japan, individual demand remains low. In North America, the rental market is showing signs of recovery, and we expect robust sales. Europe is on the recovery trend in retail sales, especially in Central Europe. However, the competition is becoming fiercer. Other regions vary in performance by countries, and the prospect isn't so clear. Asia is generally recovering. The electrone sales indicated at the top right-hand side come mainly from Japan, and it's expected that it will post a negative 2% growth for the full year. Professional audio equipment is expected to post 4% growth for the full year. The recovery of professional audio equipment in China is becoming more evident. However, the market recovery in Europe, North America, and Japan is still weak. Low-priced products posted strong sales, while high-end digital mixers were somewhat struggling. There was a continued trend for a drop in unit prices. Moving on to string and percussion instruments, including guitars and drums, the company expects 8% growth for the full year. In guitars, acoustic guitar sales remain strong in North America, posting steady growth. The market is gradually picking up. Business is brisk in China and the Asia-Pacific region, accompanying boost in sales. Sales are up slightly in Europe, especially for classic guitars. Acoustic drum market remains sluggish. In electronic drums, we will implement lower price policies for existing products and launch new products, thereby drastically increasing sales. The results are expected to go steadily up year on year in all regions. Let me talk about AVIT segment now. First is first half overview. This segment posted increase in both sales and income year-on-year. The previous year posted operating losses, so the company succeeded in returning to positive figures in operating income by 600 million yen. This segment was hit hard by the impact of exchange rates. Discounting that factor, the actual sales grew double digits. Though our mainstay audio products faced difficult conditions in the North American market, the overall sales were strong. Sales of commercial routers and network karaoke equipment were also robust. The inventories of audio products as of the end of the first half were slightly heavy. Next are the full year overview and second half priorities. The company expects that situation in mass retail market in North America will get more severe. Under that condition, the company will aim to expand sales of AV products during the period of high demand in year-end shopping season. Our intention is to revive sales of mid- to high-range AV receivers in the U.S. market, as well as to maintain the steady growth of the front surround systems in Japan and promote the expansion of sales overseas. In addition, we will aim to strengthen desktop, audio, and other categories. Another key is to expand the share of router market by emphasizing product superiority. The company has just launched a new product in network karaoke equipment. The key here would be to smoothly ship the new products. We also need to adjust the inventory to optimal levels. Next is electronic devices. Taking a look at the first half, the company posted increase in sales as well as income year-on-year, as you see on this slide. There was a continued trend of decline in sales for sound generators for mobile phones year-on-year, especially outside of Japan. Sales of graphic controllers for pachinko-related devices, in-car products, and geomagnetic sensors increased. Operating income returned to positive figures due to factors such as increased production and reduced manufacturing costs. In terms of the full-year overview, the company will focus on building up production structure to meet growing orders for geomagnetic sensors. In addition, We will aim to increase sales of graphic controllers for pachinko-related devices and semiconductor products for in-car use. This slide shows the other segment. In the first half, this segment posted increase in both sales and income year-on-year, as you can see on the slide. Golf product sales were robust, especially in the Korean market. Production of automobile interior wood components continued to rise. Factory automation equipment posted steady growth, especially to meet demand in China. In terms of the full-year overview and the second-half priorities for this segment, the company will aim to respond to demand for steady supply of automobile interior wood components. In regards to golf products, today is the day for our launch event for our new golf product. Our intention is to make the launch of this new product successful in the market. In addition, in the recreation business, the company will focus on improving profitability by attracting more guests and reducing costs. Next topic is capital expenditure, depreciation, and R&D expenses. There wasn't much change in this area. Taking a look at the first half, the company spent 5.5 billion yen in capital expenditure, out of which 4.2 billion yen was for musical instruments. For the full year, the total capital expenditure is expected to be 13.9 billion yen. In regards to R&D expenses, it was 11 billion yen for the first half, and the projection for the full year is 23.3 billion yen. There aren't any particular changes in policy from the beginning of the fiscal year. The total inventories as of the end of September was 3.2 billion yen lower than the same period of the previous year. Discounting the impact of exchange rates and excluding the lifestyle-related business from the consolidated results, actual inventories were up by 2.5 billion yen. Against the previous projections, if the impact of exchange rates is discounted, the actual inventories went up by 3.4 billion yen. The company's aim is to keep the inventory level down at 65.1 billion yen as of the end of the fiscal year. Last but not least, this slide shows the balance sheet. In the comparison of the first half, the biggest impact came from the transfer of the lifestyle-related business, as well as the exchange rates. There is also an increase in cash. These were the primary changes. The company believes that the change for the full year will look similar to what we see now on this balance sheet, and we don't expect a major change. That will be all for the overview of the second quarter results.